I remember the day my brother Moses was born. It was a time of great uncertainty and fear. Pharaoh had decreed that all Hebrew baby boys be killed, in his desperate attempt to curb the growth of our people. My mother, Jochebed, was heavy with child and prayed fervently for Elohim's protection. When Moses was born, his beauty and innocence took our breath away. My mother's eyes filled with tears as she held him close, knowing that he could be taken from her at any moment. Desperate to save his life, she hid him for 3 months, but as he grew, it became increasingly difficult to keep him a secret. In an act of faith, my mother made a waterproof basket and placed Moses inside, entrusting him to the Nile River. I watched from afar, praying to the God of our ancestors to guide my baby brother to safety. As I hid among the reeds, I witnessed something miraculous. Pharaoh's daughter came to the river to bathe, and upon finding Moses, she took pity on him. She knew he was a Hebrew child, yet she chose to spare his life. As Elohim would have it, I seized the opportunity to approach Pharaoh's daughter, offering to find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby. With her consent, I quickly fetched our mother. It was a divine orchestration. My brother would be raised by our mother, even in the heart of Pharaoh's palace. As Moses grew, he was torn between two worlds. He was raised in the splendor of the Egyptian court, receiving the finest education and privileges. Yet he never forgot his Hebrew roots. I watched from a distance as he struggled with his identity, the burden of our people's suffering weighing heavily on his heart. One day, Moses' inner turmoil reached its peak. He witnessed an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave, and in a moment of righteous anger, he killed the Egyptian, hiding his body in the sand. This act set off a chain of events that would change our lives forever. When Pharaoh learned what Moses had done, he sought to kill him. My brother, knowing he could no longer stay in Egypt, fled to the desert, leaving behind the only life he had ever known. I could only imagine the fear and uncertainty he felt, wandering alone in the wilderness. I can still remember the day I heard that Moses had killed an Egyptian. My heart raced with fear and sadness, knowing that my brother was now a fugitive, a marked man in the eyes of Pharaoh. 4 years, we were separated, and all I could do was pray for his safety and for the deliverance of our people.
Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Then, in the fullness of time, Elohim heard our cries and called Moses from the burning bush. Through divine intervention, my brother returned to Egypt, transformed and ready to confront Pharaoh. With our brother Aaron by his side, he demanded the release of our people, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Jehovah showed his might through a series of plagues that struck Egypt, each more terrifying than the last. Rivers turned to blood, the land was covered in darkness, and the air was filled with the buzzing of locusts. Awestruck, our people watched as Elohim demonstrated his power and authority, while we were miraculously spared from these afflictions. Yet, Pharaoh's stubbornness persisted. It wasn't until the night of the Passover that his resolve finally crumbled. I remember the tension in the air, as we prepared the Passover lamb, carefully following the instructions given to us by Moses. We smeared the blood of the lamb on our doorposts, a sign for the angel of death to pass over our homes. That night, we gathered with our families, eating the Passover meal with our loins girded, sandals on our feet, and staff in hand, ready to leave Egypt at a moment's notice. As the night enveloped our land, a wail of anguish arose from the Egyptian households. The firstborn of every family had been struck down, and the grief was palpable. It was then that Pharaoh finally relented, and our people were set free from centuries of bondage. The night of Passover was a turning point in our history, a moment that will forever be engraved in the hearts of our people. We witnessed the power and faithfulness of our Jehovah, who delivered us from the iron grip of Egypt. As I stood on the threshold of freedom, I knew that our journey was only just beginning. We would face many challenges and uncertainties, but with the same God who had brought us out of Egypt leading the way, I had faith that he would guide us into the promised land. As we set out into the wilderness, I could not help but look back at the life we were leaving behind. Yet, my heart swelled with gratitude and hope, for the God who had delivered us from bondage would surely lead us into a future filled with his promises and blessings. And so, with my brother Moses at the helm, we embarked on a new chapter in our story, a testament to the faithfulness and love of Elohim. The morning after the Passover, our people hurriedly gathered their belongings, and with a mixture of trepidation and excitement, we began our journey out of Egypt. The memory of that miraculous night still fresh in our minds, we marched forward, eager to embrace the freedom Jehovah had granted us. As we ventured into the wilderness, we faced countless trials and challenges. The desert was harsh and unforgiving, and the people's faith wavered in the face of adversity. Yet, each time our hope began to falter, Elohim provided for us in miraculous ways. He led us by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night, guiding our path and protecting us from danger. When we found ourselves trapped between the pursuing Egyptian army and the Red Sea, it was Elohim who parted the waters and made a way for us to cross on dry land. And when the last of our people had safely reached the other side, he caused the sea to close in on the Egyptians, once again displaying his sovereignty and power. Despite the countless demonstrations of Elohim's faithfulness, our people struggled to trust him fully. We grumbled and complained, even longing for the familiarity of Egypt. But through it all, my brother Moses remained steadfast, interceding on our behalf and beseeching Elohim for mercy and guidance. As the years passed, we witnessed Jehovah's provision repeatedly. He sustained us with manna from heaven, quenched our thirst with water from a rock, and protected us from enemy attacks. Our clothes and sandals did not wear out, and though our journey was long and arduous, we were never alone. Throughout this time, I tried to support my brother as best I could, standing by his side and encouraging the people. But I, too, faltered. I remember the day I allowed jealousy to creep into my heart, questioning Moses' authority and the special relationship he had with Elohim. My punishment was swift and humbling. I was struck with leprosy and forced to remain outside the camp for 7 days. It was a stark reminder that, despite my proximity to Moses, I was not immune to the pitfalls of pride and arrogance. Now, as I stand at the threshold of the promised land, I look back on our journey with a heart full of gratitude and humility. I know that I will not enter the land of milk and honey, but I rejoice in the knowledge that our people, the children of Israel, will finally see the fulfillment of Elohim's promises. And yes, I believe there is a time coming when Elohim will raise up a judge, a champion, and a deliverer, who will be mightier than my brother. He will rule with righteousness and usher in a time of spiritual renewal, in which the people will wholeheartedly worship and serve with purity and devotion.